Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, calling on Jeff Bliss's Pacific Watch, watching Los Angeles now, the events of these last hours. The news suggests right now that we do not have closure to what appears to be a building crisis in Los Angeles, having to do with protesters, ICE making detentions for deportation, confrontation with the LAPD, and the L.A. Sheriff's Office, and remarks by the governor of California, Mr. Newsom, the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, and the president of the United States. The news from Bloomberg. L.A. immigration clashes escalate as Newsom seeks guard pullout. Trump says National Guard will restore order and unrest in L.A. We go to Jeff Bliss because this all hangs on the ability of the president to dispatch the National Guard, the California National Guard. We're first going to look at the law that the president has called upon to give him the power to bypass, step over, not consult with the governor of California. Jeff, a very good evening to you. It's called the use of militia and armed forces to enforce federal authority. I'm reading from the House code on this. Text contains these laws in effect on June 7th, 2025. From the Title 10 Armed Forces, subtitled A General Military Law, goes to this. Whenever the president considers that unlawful obstructions, combinations, or assemblages, or rebellion against the authority of the United States make it impracticable to enforce the laws of the United States in any state by the ordinary course of judicial proceedings, he may call into federal service such of the militia of any state and use such of the armed forces as he considers necessary to enforce those laws or to suppress the rebellion. End quote. One detail here, the derivation, says the House Code, is an act of July 29th, 1861, which is after Bull Run, when the Union called upon its armed citizenry to raise an army to deal with the Confederate rebellion. So we're looking at something that dates from the Civil War. Right now, your understanding, the president calling out the National Guard, the governor has opposed, has said it's a good idea, has said he disagrees, and what has the mayor said? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. California Governor Newsom has said, you know, this is only going to make matters worse if you call the National Guard in. Karen Bass has said much of the same thing. She's the mayor of L.A. And surprisingly, we even had civic leaders like Rick Caruso say, you know, this isn't good. We got to get him out of here. It's just going to exacerbate the situation. But the truth is things have gotten out of hand. They've been getting out of hand ever since this stuff erupted on Friday morning, Friday afternoon. And the police, the LAPD, the L.A. sheriffs and other municipal police departments are not able to keep up with the widespread, you know, rioting, the arson, the looting, those types of things. And they certainly can't protect the federal officers who are executing search warrants and sometimes just trying to get out of the area without being attacked, where many times they are being attacked. So, you know, this is a response to that, is that the local law enforcement aren't able to do their jobs. In some cases, they may not be allowed to do their jobs by certain authority. So this has kind of been blowing up, going on and on. They've tried to get into ICE detention facilities. As I said, they've started fires. They've caused mass blockages throughout L.A., whether it's been on city streets or the major freeway through downtown L.A. It's just gotten so out of hand that that's what the president, I believe, and the Secretary of Defense and others are seeing and saying, look, if we don't take care of this, things are only going to spiral out of control.
You've seen reports of legal experts commenting on the president invoking use of militia and armed forces to enforce federal authority. Is there any agreement among these experts about the president's choice?
The agreement, when these people aren't speaking from a political standpoint, is that he does have this right to do this under 10 U.S. Code, Section 252. But there's, you know, they're saying, hey, we may not like this. It might, the optics might be bad. But the truth is we don't find any legal fault with this. Now, there may be a judge out there who wants to put the kibosh on it, but it seems like he's got pretty good footing on this one.
And the Secretary of Defense, the statement that I have, the Department of Defense is mobilizing the National Guard immediately to support federal law enforcement in Los Angeles. And if violence continues, says Mr. Hegseth, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. Where is Camp Pendleton from L.A., Jeff?
Camp Pendleton is in northern San Diego County, just on the border of southern Orange County. So it's about a two-hour drive, hour and a half maybe, if they can go all the way through clearly. And it's a major Marine Corps base here in Southern California. And that's what Secretary Hegseth said. He said, look, if we can't get hold of things, first of all, with using the National Guard, then I'm going to bring the Marines in. And I read reports last night where the Marines on the base were put on alert. Many of them were very unhappy about, you know, having their weekends taken away from them. And just kind of an aside, I don't think that's what you want Marines to be when you meet with them. I don't think you want them to be very angry.
The larger story is the confrontation between the president and Mr. Newsom. Mr. Newsom being a vibrant candidate for the nomination for the Democratic Party in 2028, and therefore is making political considerations in addition to acting as governor. That's understandable. Your understanding is that the Californian legislature is supporting the president, the governor, and that California is a sanctuary state. What does that mean? Does that have any legal authority in California, sanctuary state?
What it says is, you know, being a sanctuary area, whether it's a state or municipality, is that we're not going to cooperate. This is, you know, paraphrasing. We're not going to cooperate with the federal government, either in the identification of undocumented illegal aliens, or we're not going to play a role in helping to turn them over, or, you know, allow our law enforcement officials or corrections facility officials to make that part of their job easy in any way. Now, you've had some places in California, some municipalities say, look, we don't abide with that. We think it's against the law. So we're going to cooperate with the feds. But this is one of these places. And, you know, when this rioting started to break out, L.A. Sheriff's Department and LAPD were both holding back because that's what they're under orders to do. But when things got so out of hand that ICE agents and DEA and FBI and Homeland Security agents were being overwhelmed and attacked, they said, look, now we have to step in because there's no way we're going to allow a law enforcement official to be assaulted. And I just want to talk about that overwhelmed numbers. And, you know, they've had these overwhelming numbers come and surround the police, law enforcement officials at many places. It got so bad at one point yesterday that they had to bring in helicopters with supplies, with weapons, with first aid and other things so that they kind of quell that situation, that, you know, that part of the rioting. And so that's how bad it's gotten that they've had to have airborne resupply.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We're going to be specific when we come back about where this is happening and the timeline that we have. This is fog of war or fog of rebellion, according to U.S. use of militia and armed forces to enforce federal authority, the law the president has invoked to order the California National Guard to Los Angeles. This law comes from July 29th, 1861. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.